As an exercise professional, as a gym manager for most of my life, now as an educator of people who want to have their own business, and a lot of my students are very passionate about having a business in the exercise profession, is it possible that the poor old exercise professional is going through a really tough time? There's been lots of governments that have said gyms have to close, and even when they've opened, there's been lots of restrictions on numbers, and it could be going forward quite complicated, and one must think a little bit differently, perhaps not outside the box, create a different box when it comes to owning a gym or a personal training studio or having an exercise business. I'm going to go do a rolly spin on that, as I always do. Isn't it exciting that we are being forced as a profession to think differently? When tough times happen, is it more likely that we are forced to come up with creative ideas, with different ideas? If we're comfortable, we tend not to make change. When life becomes uncomfortable, we have to make change. And for me, this is a very personal thing because it's been my career path for over 40 years. And from my personal experience, I'd just like to share this as a real positive spin on what's happening to the exercise profession, is that every time that there's a tough time in the world, and I've been through lots of them, Kaymen and I worked out in our lifetime, we've probably had six major worldwide events where we either thought the world was coming to an end or the financial stability of the world would crash, or there were Mother Nature things that happened that caused really big things around the world. And in each one of those situations, the best businesses in the world have always not only become more successful, even better, but in particular, the exercise profession. Because one of the beautiful things about the product of exercise is it helps people that are under stress. If you are stressing about finances or business or health or any of the big worries or fears in the world, obviously when you are a healthy, fit, strong person, you can handle all of those so much better. And even more importantly than that, we feel good after we exercise. So a lot of people, when they're under stress, they will drink or take drugs or smoke or gamble or just be stressed. But the beautiful thing about the product of exercise is that when you exercise, particularly when you exercise intensely, so you box really hard or sprint or lift something heavy, you have a different headspace afterwards. You feel differently. You think more clearly. So we have this amazing product that, if marketed effectively, if the message is shared effectively, it grows and becomes an even better product in tough times. People appreciate it even more. And interestingly, if you can't have it, people want it more. The other thing to be really aware of is that the exercise profession has grown very fast in a very short period of time. And if you're as old as me, or you don't even have to be as old as me, there was a time where there were no 24-hour gyms, and now there seems to be a 24-hour gym on every corner. There was a time where there was no personal training and certainly no personal training studios, and now there's lots of them. There was no such thing as a boot camp or a boxing class, and now there's lots of them. And the challenge with a profession that grows really quickly is it possible that, yes, there's people who are really good at what they do, but there's also people who do it very poorly. So I use personal training as an example. I used to very proudly call myself a personal trainer, and I would never do that again, because now we have so many personal trainers that, yes, there are some that are excellent, there are some that are average, and there are some that are very, very poor. So we have a big profession now. And in tough times, one of the really cool things about any business, but particularly ours, is that the tough get excited, the average get by, and the people that aren't very good at what they do end up closing down, going broke, closing up shop. And I think it's sad if you're passionate about something and you close up your business. But if you have to close up your business because you were just average or poor at it, because you didn't bother learning how to run a business effectively, if you didn't look after your customers and clients, is it possible that one of the great things about tough times is it weeds out the really good people from the really crappy ones? And that means there's a great opportunity for you if you are just coming into the exercise profession, or if you need to do something differently in the exercise profession because the government might have changed the rules on you, or you've got some different ethical or moral reasons for the way you want to run your business, is it possible that we are in a really exciting time now for exercise professionals in the exercise business to be able to do something completely different and or, for me, go back to doing it really well? And one of the things that seems to have happened as our profession has grown, or I'll call it the industry, is that we've become a little careless, I think, with our customers and clients. And I'll ask a different question. Is it possible that there are people going to gyms and personal training studios and boot camps and classes around the world and they're not getting treated very well? They get treated like a number, or they get ignored, or they just swipe themselves in and nobody says hello. And we've become a little bit average at our customer service skills because there's just so many people and so many gyms and people have got money and it doesn't really matter. Well, in tough times, I always ask this question. Do we want to waste our money on people that treat us badly in a product or service that doesn't add value to our life? Or in tough times when we're being very careful with our money, is it possible that we only want to invest our money in a place where we're going to get a return on our investment and we feel like we're important to that business, and or the business has treated us incredibly well in good times, so we want to support that business in bad times? And I'll just use a simple example. There are a couple of restaurants that Cayman and I go to that even in Happy Homestay, where that wasn't possible to even go to a restaurant and or have takeaway, we just kept in contact with those business owners to say, we love your product, we can't wait to come back. When we could get takeaway, we booked our takeaway. In fact, in New Zealand, we had this system for Happy Homestay where you literally at some stages couldn't go anywhere. And I had already, when we were in that position, I already called, particularly an Italian restaurant that I love, and I said, I want to already order my first Italian meal when I can get a takeaway, because that particular business adds massive value to my life. The food is amazing and the service is special. I feel special when I go there. And that's always been my headspace, my personal philosophy when it comes to running health clubs. And a lot of people in the last few years have laughed at me about that. Rowie, people are only paying $10-$15 a week to go to the gym. They swipe themselves in. We don't need gym instructors to look after them. We don't need friendly people at the front desk. We don't need to look after people because they're just paying this tiny amount of money. It doesn't matter. Well, here's a great question. If somebody feels important to your business, if they feel that your business is adding value to their life, if they can't live without your product or service, is it possible that they will, regardless of their financial situation, they will be more likely to invest their money with you because you've cared about them and looked after them rather than the business that didn't? And if you're opening up a new business, a lot of people have been told, don't open up an exercise studio now, or don't open up a gym now, or don't do start boot camps now because the world's in a terrible position financially and no one's got any money and no one's going to spend any money. We know that's not true because there are businesses that are doing exceptionally well, even though there's other businesses that are closed and other businesses that are going broke. So here's a great question. What are they doing differently? And particularly with the exercise business, we have this amazing ability to add massive value to people's lives. If people are fitter and stronger and healthier, is their life different? And more importantly, if they come into our business and we make them feel important and special and valued in a world where people are stressed out and angry and fearful and bombarded daily with angry people and stressed people and discrimination, isn't it awesome if they could do business with you where they come into your circle of influence and you make them feel safe, secure, loved, important, valuable? And is it more likely that they're going to want to invest money with you? So if you want to open up a gym right now, could it be a really good idea to do it different than what everybody else is doing and be a place that people really want to come because they're cared about? If you already have a gym or a personal training studio or an exercise business, this could be a really good time to reevaluate the way you look after your customers and clients. And I'm going to ask you, this is probably a tough and confrontational question, but the current members that you have, the current clients, customers that you have, do you know all of their names? Do you know what's important to them? Do you know what their goals are? Do you know about their family and their pets? Do you know what career path they have and why? Do you know what's going on in their life at the moment? Do you know what, not only what goals they want to achieve now, but after they have achieved those goals, what do they want to achieve next? And what do they want to achieve long term? And what's the reason behind them wanting to achieve those goals? And where specifically do they want to achieve those goals? Have you created a picture for them? What's the exact day, date, and time they want to achieve those goals? What is the emotional attachment they have to achieving those goals? How will they feel if they do achieve them? How will they feel if they don't achieve them? Are your customers, clients, and members on track or off track to achieving their goals? Will they need more motivation, excitement, inspiration, encouragement, accountability from you because they haven't been able to come to your gym or your personal training studio for a long time? And are they excited that you might actually want to get them back into shape because they haven't been for a long time and they really need your help? For me, this is a really important question. If you're your own high-performance eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself? I find that to be the most respectful question. So when people are coming back after Happy Homestay, or they're coming back after they haven't been to the gym for a long time, or they're coming back after years and years of not exercising, would it be good to find out about not only what they want to do, but their personal convictions and the reasons why they got out of shape and how they think they can get back into shape? Could that be really respectful? If you were your own high-performance eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself to make sure that you achieve your goals by the exact day, date, and time? And then the ultimate beautiful question for anybody that's interested in customer service or making people feel special: what do you need from me? What do you want me to do? What can I do to add value to your life right now so that not only do you achieve your goals, but we create a wow experience for you? That really special question: for every dollar that you invest in our business, what do we need to do to make sure that you feel like you're getting at least twice as much value from our business? For me, that's the ultimate question, which no business has ever asked me, and I cannot imagine, I can't even begin to count how many times I've shared that question with businesses all over the world. When anybody does business with you, what a great question to ask, whether you sell furniture or fridges or Ferraris or fitness, wouldn't it be a great question to ask? For every dollar that you invest in our business, what do I need to do to make sure that you get at least twice as much value for every dollar that you invest? And it's different for everybody, and we often assume what people want from us, but is it possible that when we ask that question, we might actually be able to add value to people's lives so that they don't want to miss out on their exercise with us? They don't want to stop coming to the gym. They don't want to stop or cancel their exercise session. And I will share with you again very openly and passionately that there are gyms and personal training studios and classes where even if people couldn't go because they were in Happy Homestay, they kept paying their membership, they kept paying their exercise fees because they didn't want that business to go broke. They wanted to make sure that that business was available to them when they could go. Even better, the business became very, very, very quickly became very good at online classes and online exercise sessions, so that every single member of their health club or their personal training studio or their boot camp could still exercise even if they couldn't come to see them personally. So here's a great question: in the tough times, is it the best time to open up your new exercise business because you're going to do something unique and different from everybody else, and you're going to do it in a way that when times are good, people get a bit lazy. When there's lots of cash flow and lots of members and lots of money coming in the door, is it possible that we treat people a little bit indifferently? We don't care about them. And here's an even better question: could it be a great idea ongoing for the future that whatever business you're in, you treat all of your customers and clients as if they are the most important people in the world, so that if tough times ever happen again, they would never want to stop doing business with you. And just this is so personal for me. I'm the person that sends my personal letters and personal text messages and personal emails. Just as a quick reminder, if you get a message from me and it's got your name on it, it's personal. I send a group email to all of my students every day. It's called a Max Bite. That's what this is. And I send group messages to all of my students, and I'll say to the exercise professional or the top level professional person, but if I send you a message, it's got your name on it, it's personal for you. And that's why I am an exercise professional, and why I'm in the exercise profession, and why now I have a business college that specializes in the profession of fitness, because I understand very, very passionately and personally how good it feels to be healthy, fit and strong. How about you? I want to make sure that everybody else in the world has access to being healthy, fit and strong if that's what they want. But more importantly, what's happened to beautiful customer service? Very rarely do you go to a gym anymore where people know your name, they know your goals, they know what's important to you. They keep on up to date and on track with all of the things that are important to you. And I'll ask the question again, if you don't know the answers to all of those questions for all of your customers and clients and members, could it be a really good time to find out? And last but not least, if you're looking for a career path in the exercise profession, and that's what we do here at Max, we make sure that if you want to be employed by, if you want to be contracted to, if you want to have your own business, if you want to be in the exercise profession, we will give you all the skills, tools and knowledge that you need to be able to do that. And the most important thing right now is, even if the health club is not advertising, even if a gym or a personal training studio or an exercise studio, you think they don't need people, please know from the other example that every single health club, personal training studio, business in the world right now, it's the hardest thing is to find great people. In tough times, it's been really great for gyms and personal training studios because they've had the opportunity to make redundant, to fire, to get rid of the people that weren't working very well, weren't doing their job properly. And a lot of gyms have done that worldwide. They've taken this great opportunity to get rid of the people that weren't adding value to their business, which means now they're looking for the very best people. So if you are a person of values, integrity, you're hardworking, you're passionate, you do your research on the business, if you don't want to own your own business, there will be literally thousands of businesses around the world now, exercise businesses that are looking for top-level professionals that they can put into their business. So please don't let anybody tell you that it's hard to get a career path in tough times or it's hard to open up a business in tough times. It's the best time. Every business owner is looking for somebody right now who can add value to their business, can help them grow, can help them get through the tough time, somebody who can think clearly, somebody who's positive, somebody who puts in 100% effort. Nobody wants to pay anybody right now dollars, salary, money. There's no client in the world right now that wants to pay an exercise professional or a personal trainer or a gym any money if they're not going to get a return on their investment. If money is tight, people need to know they're going to get a great return on their investment. And if your health club, your gym, your exercise class, your exercise studio is adding value to people's lives, it's making them feel special, it's giving them a safe, secure place to go and exercise, they will want to keep investing money in you. And I hope that's exciting to you as it is to me. Take it from an old lady who's been through lots of tough times in the world. My businesses and the health clubs that I've been involved in have always done much, much better in tough times, because that's when people want to invest money with people who genuinely care about them, and they know that their money is appreciated and valued. So if you are passionate about being an exercise professional, a gym owner, an exercise studio owner, you want to be involved in the exercise profession, congratulations and thank you, because the toughest times in the world is the best times for us to make people aware of our fantastic product, which not only turns a body into a disease and virus fighting machine, a happy drug pumping machine, a fat burning, food burning, calorie burning machine, a body that's got high self-esteem and confidence and can live a much better life. But ultimately, our product makes people feel good. And when times are tough, wouldn't it be nice to have a product that's very inexpensive compared to recreational pharmaceutical drugs, but it makes people feel very, not just healthy, fit and strong, but makes them feel happy. Remember, dopamine is a reward drug. Serotonin is a satisfaction drug. Brain-derived neurotropic factor helps people's brains grow. And that's the product that we pump through people's bodies when they come and exercise with us. So let's be the business. Let's be the exercise profession that adds massive value to people's lives in a time when they need us the most. What do you reckon?